Obviously, welcome back to Bronx Nation. A little bit later in the week than we'd have liked, but that was due to unforeseen circumstances, but we move on. Welcome to everyone who's listening. Welcome back for the third week in a row, Dylan, and for the second week in a row, we've got Reesey returning, Reese Lightning, as we
Hey,
could call
Jay.
him.
How you
Yeah,
doing?
good, mate. Good. Keen to see the Bronx play. It's been a, almost 2 weeks since we last saw him play, so keen to see that, lads. A bit of a sponsorship message, obviously, guys. Toey thongs, get around them. Get around everyone that gets around us. You know what, guys? The official footwear, or you could say leisure footwear, absolutely, of Bronx Nation Podcast is Toey thongs. And you know what? They're comfy as. Even if I wasn't paid or, sponsored by them to say this, I would still sing their praises. They're very comfy. They're comfier than Havaianas, and I'm willing to put money, I'm willing to put my house on that. That's how comfy these bloody bad boys are. So get around them. 15 bucks a pair, or 30 for a, I think it's for two or something like that. No, $18 for a pair, 30 for two. And you know what? It's a winner winner. They are comfy as. Support those that support us. Use our code LIFEINSPORT10 for 10% off at checkout. And obviously, Energy Pro, absolute beasts of the game. They're smashing goals. They've actually just signed a lucrative deal with a company which we will mention once it's fully announced, but it's going to benefit Bronx Nation Podcast tenfold, including guests. That's a little bit of a hint to anyone who may not know about what's going on. But other than that,
Definitely.
obviously, guys, nutritional, they've got protein water, they've got protein and caffeine as well. Basically, if Monster had a love child with whey protein isolate and Powerade, this is the love child of that product. And it's great. It's delicious. It helps. It's great for sport, even great for on the go, great for the gym. Use our code BN10 for 10% off at checkout. And once again, support those that support us. Rightio, guys. Broncos take on the Rabbitohs, which the NRL.
Hey,
Yeah,
folks.
mate.
Hey, Jay. Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
I'll just a quick mention to Energy Pro. I had Energy Pro the other night before playing Oztag, and I was ready to run a marathon. That's how good they
Yeah,
are.
nice. Which flavor did you have, bro?
The blue one.
Yeah, nice. The Arctic Rush. That's a good one. Very good. What about yourself, Reese? Have you had any of them yet?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I've tried a couple, but as I sort of alluded to last week, the young nephew loves the footy, so yeah, he's been smashing them all week, and mate, I can't stop him. He's bouncing off the walls.
Yes, yes,
He
yes.
loves
I
it.
don't. That's good. That's good to hear that it's helping out as well. Good to hear that it helped your game, Dylan, as well. And what's even better is they're Huster approved as well. For anyone that's listening, that means there's no yucky nasties that'll show up in your piss test when you go up for asada if you're in the NRL or New South Wales Cup or anything like that. So that's even better. Rightio, Broncos take on the Rabbitohs. Almost 2 weeks after they've, well, 11 to 12 days since both teams played in Vegas. The NRL are very smart by having all four teams do the opposite games this week after Vegas. That way, there's no excuses if the Broncos or Rabbitohs lose. No excuses of, oh, they've got more rest or they've been in Australia longer. No, both teams been in Vegas. No excuses. So, in my opinion, Pac Suncorp Stadium, first home game of the season for the Broncos. The pass mark is we have to win by 12 plus. It's honestly, in my opinion, we have to win by 12 plus, or at least comfortably win. There's no ifs, buts, or coconuts in my opinion, but we'll get to the Rabbitohs Broncos lineup starting off. Obviously, in the fullback, we've got Reece Lightning, Reece Walsh. In the wings, Jesse Arthurs and Dean Mariner. Centres, we've got Katoni Staggs and Selwyn Cobbo. Halves, we've got Ezra, yes, ma'am, and Adam Reynolds. In the forward line, we've got props Corey Jensen and Payne Haas with Brendan Piokoro and Jordan Rickey in the second row, hooking it out with Billy Walters and locking the scrum up with Paddy Carrigan. On the interchange, Tyson Smoothie, Fletcher Baker, Kobe Hetherington, and Martin Taupau. And the reserves, 18th man Xavier Willison and Tristan Saylor. There is talks, though, that Xavier Willison may be a late inclusion into the bench and Taupau be removed. We're not sure yet, so don't hold us to that as gospel. But also don't be surprised if that does happen. Dylan, we'll start with you first, bro. What are your thoughts on the lineup to take on the, both teams needing a win?
Yeah, it's a good lineup, similar to last, well, pretty much the same as last couple of weeks ago. And I think the back to normal field, I think it'll suit our style. And as you said, pass mark 12 points, but I'm happy just to win by one.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What about yourself, Racy?
The only thing, as I said, sort of similar to what we said last week, is just to power off the bench and Hetherington, sort of similar players in my eyes. I'd love for Willison to start off the bench. I mean, yeah. But that's up to Kevvy, I guess.
Okay, so would you replace Kobe or Martin with Xavier?
I think Willison should replace Marty. As much as I
Okay.
sort of, I believe Marty does add, that a lot of experience to the young guys and that. I just think with Paddy and Payne, they do play long minutes. So, you do just have that 10, that one guy just have a 10, 15 minute stint either side of half time.
Yeah.
Just add a bigger bit of punch. And I think Willison's just prime. He's huge. He's got some of that late footwork. Yeah, I just want to see him unleashed.
Yeah, that's fair. And obviously, there's been news out of the Broncos camp this week. Corey Oates is allegedly not happy with Kevin Walters for A, keeping him out of the 17 once again, and B, complaining that he has to go 100 plus kilometres away to Burley for the feeder club. Dylan and I spoke about this during the week, and my opinion of it is suck it up, princess. You're an NRL signed player. You go where they tell you. It's equivalent to the military. They say jump, you say how high. You know, if you, sure, you may have been able to go with North Devils or whatever, but for some reason the coach thought, no, you'd be better off at Burley, at that club instead of our other feeders. So again, suck it up, deal with it. And you know what, Corey, if you're not happy, in my opinion, if you're not happy not getting a start, you should have gone to the back row when you had the chance a few years ago. That's my 2 cents worth. We'll cross over to Reese first because we crossed over to Dylan first last one. What are your thoughts on the Corey
Yeah,
Oates
CJ,
debacle?
mate, love Oatsy. He's done a lot for the club.
Yeah.
I think he could have signed a no, he could have left a few years ago, but he re-signed to stay at the club. So he had his opportunity to leave. I think a bit of it is a bit of a media beat up to make a sensation, sensationalize the story, as they say. Of course, he'd be unhappy. Who's going to be, he's an NRL quality player. He's been pushed out. Dean Marin has been in reserve grade for a couple of years now. He's probably earned his spot. Like, in Kevy's mind, Oatsy just, sort of has to bite the bullet, which he has done. He hasn't come out and said anything, unregard. So, mate, just bite the bullet. But Burley's got a pretty good team in the Q Cup. They'll go close to winning the comp, I reckon. So, sorry, Oatsy, mate, just stick it out and wait for Origin or wait for a couple of injuries
Yeah, fair.
or bad
Fair
form.
enough. Who's clicking a pen?
Oh, me, sorry.
Oh, sorry, I could hear it as you're talking. I'm like, that was distracting me. So yeah,
Oh,
Dylan, bro,
sorry,
no, that's okay. What are your thoughts on the Corey Oatesy bit, bro?
he's obviously a veteran of the club. I think that he, a bit slow for a winger. So he's not going to not play at all this year. So he's going to get his opportunity at some point. But yeah, it's not to say he can earn his spot back by playing some good footy for Burley.
Yeah, fair enough. And obviously, round two preview. Brought to you guys by, take your pick, TOWIE or Energy Pro, whoever we want to go. We'll go with Energy Pro for the round preview for this week. Again, BN10 at checkout for 10% off. Guys, where will the game be won for the Broncos? Because we didn't fucking have any answers in our round one clash over in Vegas. Dylan, we'll start with you. Where do you think the game will be won for us? I swear if you say at Suncorp.
Yeah, Suncorp. I think last year when we played South at Suncorp, it's a fast track up there, and they're a good team. That they're really good going wide on the, especially on the left edge. So I think that minimizing, that vulnerable edge, it will stop the points. So defensive and yeah, Reece Walsh out the back doing his usual thing.
Yeah, fair.
So.
And Reese, where do you think, who do you think is the Rabbitohs player the Broncos need to be, watching out for?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, well, yeah, still is Cam Murray. He's one of sort of the best players in
In the league.
the game, in the
Yeah.
league. No worries saying that. But I've got late mail that he is moving out to the back row, to the left edge, or to the edge that Arrow sort of was in last week. And Talis Duncan might be moving to the back row position, to the lock position. That I don't know if
Would,
that's
why would
confirmed
you, I
yet.
was going to say, if it's not confirmed, I did hear the similar in the sense of I heard Talis Duncan was going to be moving into Jai Arrow's position and Cam Murray was staying where he is. Maybe.
Okay. Yep. Well, either way, Cam Murray is just so good at getting between shoulders, getting a quick play of the ball. You know, Damian Cook jumps off the back of that. So does Cody Luttrell. You know, he's the sort of the starter of their back line set. You know, if he gets a quick play of the ball, then they go. So if we can shut down Murray in the middle and then, you know, sort of get up quicker on their edges and work together as a team on that on our right edge, which is their left edge, yeah, I think we can shut them down with our bench rotation is probably a bit stronger than their forward rotation.
Absolutely. And Dylan, mate, crossing it back to you, what do you think the Broncos need to do to improve from round one, obviously other than win?
They're going to add 2 points in there. And kicking game is a big one. That's what we failed in round one. And another big point from round one is not wrapping the ball up. Roos has got a lot of offloads and extra meters. So Rabbitohs will just kill us if we don't wrap the ball up enough.
Yeah, absolutely agreed. Now, obviously, it's coming down to it now. Man of the match prediction, first try scorer predictions. I'll go man of the match from Dylan and first try scorer prediction from Reesey. We'll go Reesey first.
Ooh, tough one. Nah. Mate, I just love Selby at the moment. I think if you can sort of just click, get him some early ball. Yeah, so I'm going to go young Cobbo.
Yep. For first try, fair enough. And Dylan, who do you think gets man of the match?
It's a hard one. I haven't even thought of that. I'll go Paddy Carrigan.
Come on, mate.
Yeah. You see, I reckon I'm going to go a bit of a dark horse here. My prediction for man of the match, because, you know, as much as I'd love to see Paddy Carrigan get it, he's everyone loves him. I know a few Roosters fans who have the hots for him. They're female Roosters fans, but even they're Roosters fans, and they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, Paddy Carrigan.
And if they're male, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, nothing wrong with that either. I just thought I'd clarify. I reckon Billy Walters for man of the match, in my opinion. I don't know why. I've just got, yeah, I think he'll do a job for us in the hooker position, obviously. Now, speaking of the Roosters, very, very quick note, we're not going to go into it as much as we did last week because there's now been the hearing, been done and dusted, 8 weeks suspension to Spencer Lemieux. He comes back the week after the Broncos play the Roosters again, which I think is genuinely the reason why they gave him 8 weeks, because if they'd give him a shorter time, he'd be back for the Broncos-Roosters and there'd be blood wanting to be had at that game. So I think they're very smart in handling it by giving him 8 weeks. That's it. Done and dusted. We will not be talking about it any further, and we will not be posting about it any further either. Tom Reynolds, people are saying he's too old. Who has been saying he's too old, Dylan? Because you put that in the notes. I've not seen that anywhere.
People.
Yeah, who is people? Is it you? Because I've literally not seen that's it in good. Any groups. That's Gus. Since when have we ever listened to what Gus has had to say? Ever?
No, I'll stick up for Dylan there. I think it was on that 100% footy. They're just questioning.
I don't watch that. I don't watch NRL 360
either.
Neither
do I, mate. Either do I. But I think they're just questioning whether the signing of, the re-signing of Adam earlier in the year was questionable and whether he's, sorry, I'm clicking the pen again. It's a habit.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
whether he's getting too old or not. And
I don't think he is. I think he's, let me put it this way. If the Broncos and Adam both didn't think he had at least another year in him, he wouldn't have signed.
And you tell me who's better option at the moment. I think we have a couple of good depth options in the halves myself.
We've got good depth options, but we don't have good starting options other than Adam.
Yeah, not as good as Adam Reynolds. He's shown his class. Yes, he has admitted to, making a couple of crucial decisions where he has been at fault. But, mate, he's been the linchpin of our team. And without him, I don't think we would even be as successful.
Absolutely. And next topic, guys. Anzac round. In particular, Dylan wants to know, should the Anzac Australia versus New Zealand test match be brought back? I absolutely think so. Dylan, you go first.
Yeah, 100%. I don't understand why they took it away in the first place.
Yep. I think maybe because it coincided with the round and like the players were getting injured and all that. But I'm like, that's the same with Origin. You run that risk regardless, sort of thing.
Yep.
Well, listen, like the reason why they did do it, I think because they might have just had a standalone rep weekend for that back in the day. It's been a while since they had the Anzac round. So they have, I'd like to see it stay as it is because they need more international fixtures, but at the end of the season, just having it mid through the season is just a bit of a cop-out in my eyes, I reckon, before Origins even played.
So yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so they still have the whole round of football on that weekend. So the
yeah, no, no, I know that.
The Dragons play the Anzac Day clash with the Warriors in the afternoon.
Yeah, Warriors aren't playing the Storm this year, by the way. Warriors are playing the Titans this year on Anzac Day.
Oh, okay. Have they changed that? All right.
That's yeah, it was news to Dylan the other day because Dylan messaged me saying, what the frick is the NRL doing? I'm like, it was actually announced last year, mid-season, that the Wars are not playing the Storm next year, which is this year. They're still playing Anzac Day. They're playing the Titans in New Zealand. Yeah. So they've still got the Anzac Day game and in New Zealand, you know, sort of thing for that contingency, but it's not the Storm this year.
I think a lot of Gold Coast Polynesia, the New Zealanders might travel over.
I think that, and also Waz are never beating the Storm on Anzac Day and haven't, I think, ever, maybe only once, have beaten them when they've played on Anzac Day.
Yeah, yep.
So, like, and one of them was a blowout as well. So I think also get a bit of dignity back into the Waz, especially this year after, you know, last year's effort for them, because they're going to need all the help they can get. Absolutely. I mean, look at what the Titans did this week. This week just gone absolutely shocking.
I was on board with them before the week before.
Absolutely. Rightio. Non-Broncos topics related. Gordon Tallis has said, if Tommy Turbo plays the whole season, especially the back end, Manly can win the comp. What are your thoughts? We'll start with Reece for that one.
Yeah, no, I said it a few weeks back as well. I think if Tommy's fit, it's all that old chestnut, if Tommy stays fit. But I just think Seibold does have him playing really good football. They have two veteran halves that know how to spread the ball wide, know when to spread it wide, know how to go forward. They both have good running games. You add Tommy to that.
So how does this differ then to the Dally M season of Tommy a few years ago?
Oh, I think Manly were very up there that year, that season as well. I can't recall myself, but
They were, but they didn't win it. So that's what I'm saying is, obviously, Tommy was at his absolute best that
Brooks
year.
Adds a bit extra in the halves.
Yep.
The forwards probably a bit better than they were at that stage. I think
Olokoatu, yeah.
Is that Olokoatu, the back row? No, is he the Tigers player?
No, he's a back rower. He's at Manly. Yeah, try scorer last weekend. Well, the other weekend.
Their pack's very dangerous. They have good forward depth as well. And their outside backs are just really strong as well. So, yeah,
they've got a good all-round team.
Whether they will or not.
No, because the Broncos are. It's that simple. What about yourself, Dylan? Exactly. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they can, for sure. And I think right now any 17 club can win it. I haven't seen all 17 clubs play yet. The Tigers haven't played. Not saying that they can win it. But
that's true.
Very unlikely, but right now I'd just say anyone can win it.
Fair enough. And speaking of that, Dylan, where's your camera?
Yeah, I was going to say, has he just dropped out?
No, he's not dropped out. He's here. I think he might be on another app. Probably the old PH, the old P-Hub sort of thing, you know, having a good old squiz. Rightio, guys. So we've got a non-Broncos, but it can have Broncos in it if you want to. Most underrated starting 13. Now, I struggled a lot to come up with a starting 13 of underrated players. I didn't actually come up with a full 13, but I came up with a fair bloody amount, though. So I'll go with mine first because it's the least in it. I don't have a fullback. I don't have a number two winger or a number three center. Yeah. Yeah. However, number four center, Blake Ashford. Number five winger, Mahe Fanua. Number six, currently playing over in England, and in my opinion, was one of the most underrated and underutilized, and in my opinion, insulted by Ricky Stewart, Matt Frawley. Literally, and I shit you not, when his stats were, granted, obviously, Whiten played more games than Frawley did starting. However, Frawley's success rate with, as in starts and wins, was better last year and the year before than Whiten's were when he started and played for the Raiders in each game last year as well and the year before. Not to mention his first and only field goal in the NRL was a two-point field goal as well. Number seven, people sort of, now I say underrated, sure he won a grand final, but he was a bench player in that grand final, this player I'm mentioning. And he's not a household name that almost anyone, even Roosters fans, don't even mention this player's name, Daniel Mortimer, in my opinion, almost criminally underrated. No number eight. Number nine, the hooker. He's a current player. He is had a grim few years, but was always solid in wooden spoon teams. His name's Jeremy Marshall King. I think he's going to have a standout year this year. He almost had one last year, but he's been underrated up until last year. And then when he copped the injury, you know, I think he goes under the radar a bit. Number 10 prop, Mark Tukey. Absolute beast. Got the job done without any of the accolades. Number 11, second rower, David Gower. A lot of people, again, don't really remember that name, but he was a bit of a machine for Manly and for Parramatta.
Yeah, I recall him. Yep.
Number 12, another current player. A lot of people have underrated him to the point where I'll give you guys an idea. He's been in the NRL for more than 10 years and has only managed 150 games. He only played four NRL games in his first 7 years in the NRL. Ooh. Mark Nichols is his name.
Okay, yeah.
And he's a beast. Wayne Bennett showed some faith in him at the Rabbitohs, gave him his 100th, et cetera. Now gave him his 150th last weekend. And even in the Dolphins' loss, he was solid in that game. But a lot of people just, you know, maybe he may not be underrated to some people, but, you know, I think it's more of a he doesn't get the look in that, props that he deserves, in my opinion. And number 13, you would be absolutely, in my opinion, wrong if you say any other player than Alan Tung. Almost criminally. Almost. Why would you need a big willy if you've got a great tongue, as they say? You know, honestly, one of the greatest, honestly. But Alan Tung, what a weapon. Absolute club legend at the Raiders. So if you're a Raiders fan, obviously he's not underrated.
Well, I would have said that, mate. If Alan Tung was a Queenslander back in the day when he was playing, he probably would have played for Queensland. That's because
fun fact, he was at the Broncos under scholarship in grade 10, 11, and 12.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think he's that tough and that, you know,
but he's from Tamworth, not Queensland. So,
yeah.
So I don't know if he's a Queenslander, but yeah, absolutely, absolutely agreed. Alan Tung, in the sense of underrated, as in constantly overlooked for Blues, never played for the Blues, never played for Australia, only played like two games for country New South Wales. So I think he was criminally underrated in that respect. That's my 13, you could say.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of, but
you
know
what? There's a couple good ones in there, mate. It's pretty hard.
It's very hard to think of. I was going to put Elijah Taylor at halfback, and he's still playing. But you know what? I was like, nah, Daniel Mortimer, he's just gone too much under the radar and no longer a household name, whereas Elijah is still somewhat, you know, amongst Tigers fans and Warriors fans. Anyway, we'll go over to Dylan for your underrated 13.
Yeah, so as you said, I struggled as well. So Matty Bowen at fullback.
He's not underrated. He was not underrated or underappreciated.
I think he is.
What do you mean? How? Everyone, every fan, every commentator was singing his praises during his career.
Yeah. Definitely not underrated, Dylan. I think you're fucking that one up.
You kind of clutch into that one, bro.
We'll move on.
Okay.
Well, my wingers are Luke Burt and Jermaine Asako.
Yeah, I would say Jermaine is. Yep. And look,
I'd like Luke Burt.
I'd put him in there, yes. Yep. You know what? I'd agree with that. Yep.
My centers are Ryan Cross and Anthony Tupou.
You see, I was going to add Ryan Cross, but I'm like, you know what? No. He won a grand final, and in that grand final, they couldn't stop singing his praises, and then he went over to rugby union. But that's my opinion.
Dual international, but still, I think he is a bit of runner underrated. If you talk about them 2000s Roosters team that he was
in. That is true. Yes. You know what?
Not many people would mention Ryan Cross.
No, I'll allow it. They'd rather mention Shane Flannery or someone like that. Chris Flannery, not Shane Flannery. Fucking Shane Flanagan and Chris Flannery. Come on. Love Todd.
Fitler.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Continue. Dill?
Yeah. So in my halves, I've got at halfback, I've got Blake Green and the 5'8". I think he's a bit of a scapegoat. And Luke Brooks.
Luke Brooks, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Blake Green, I can absolutely understand. Yeah.
Blake Green, yeah. He was okay for the Sharks and Para, I think, wasn't he?
He was at like seven clubs.
And the Warriors, yeah.
And the Knights.
He's a bit of a journeyman.
He was definitely a journeyman. I think it's also injury hampered a lot of his career, unfortunately.
And who was the six?
Luke Brooks.
Brooksy. Luke Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Two front rows of the Cowboys, Paul Rahihi and Matt Dyer.
Yeah, you know what? I'd agree with those two. Yeah, Matt Pryor was loved at Leeds, but not over in the NRL. So I definitely agree with that.
And I loved Paul Rahihi growing up as a kid.
I love just hearing the name on the commentary. So, Rahihi.
Yeah.
Sounds like Scooby-Doo Rahihi.
Okay, and the hooker, he was a bench hooker, but I think Ryan Hinchcliffe. Love watching Ryan Hinchcliffe.
Yep.
Hinchcliffe. My two back rowers are, I actually think he's probably the most underrated player ever, Alex Glenn. And John Bateman.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't put Glenny as underrated. I would put him as, again, this is just all opinion-based. I'd put him as not overrated, but just, you know, perfectly rated. He was given the captaincy of the Broncos for a while. Yeah. He played for the Kiwis and also the Cook Islands for a while. I think he did his job. It was just unfortunate that he played... Underappreciated. I wouldn't say underrated is what I'd say, but agreed, Dylan. And who was the other one? Did you say
Johnny Bateman?
Yeah, I hope he has a good season this year at the Knights. He's at the Tigers.
Yeah, well, when he played for Canberra, he was just unbelievable. Forward, Simon Mannering, my lock forward.
Sorry, there's a Mannering medal at the WAS for literally Player of the Year for the WAS. I don't think that's underrated.
But once again, we have been critical.
Could even maybe chuck in Chris Flannery.
Yeah, you could. I reckon chuck in Flannery and Flanners maybe.
Yeah.
Mannering, there's just those type of blokes that do all the unknown work, all the tough stuff, and you know they don't need all the compliments or anything like that.
I'm pretty sure he was the Broncos and LW coach, wasn't he? A couple of years ago.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know, but I know there's the Mannering medal at the WAS at least. So at least at the WAS, he wasn't underappreciated. Maybe with the Kiwis, he was. I don't know. So, but you know, let's that's definitely a solid one and some really good names that I didn't think of. I did not think of Birdie. And you know what? I would put, I'd put Birdie at fullback if I'm being honest. But yeah.
Yeah, it was a good goal kicking winger and fullback when he filled in. That Parramatta side of the early 2000s.
Absolutely. And rightio, Reesey, what's your 13?
Right, as I said, I'm a bit older, so I've got a lot, a lot of work, lot to work with. So I've gone Rocket Rod Silver for the Bulldogs back in the mid-90s, late, 2000s, sort of early 2000s. Loved Rocket Rod. On the wings, I've got Amos Roberts and Clinton Shafkoski. Played a couple of games of Origin. Yeah, just really underrated.
He still went criminally underrated, though.
Yeah.
I actually had the chance to meet him in me Bronx Nation shirt down in at Robina Shopping Centre 2 years ago on the Goldie.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. He was just at Western Union getting like money order done. And I was like, after he'd done that, I was like, excuse me. He goes, yeah. I'm like, are you Clinton Shafkoski? I didn't know how to say his last name. I said Shafkoski. He goes, yeah, I am. I'm like, any chance I could get a photo? He said, yeah, sure. So I did.
Sweet.
Yeah, repping Bronx Nation. Anyway, so continue. So after Clinton, who else
you got? You're right, mate. No, in the centres, good old Paul Bowman. Even though we did play for Queensland and that, we weren't that good back then.
Neither were the Cowboys.
So I just, Paul Bowman always gave his heart and everything.
Nut
trucker.
Absolutely.
And then the other centre, I would have Broncos' very own Mick DeVere.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have him on the wing?
Beg your pardon?
You wouldn't have him on the wing?
Oh, I could have had Amos and Shafkoski on the wing, so I'll put him in the centre.
Yeah, fair.
And in the halves, I've got, probably not underrated at South, but just by everyone else, John Sutton.
Yeah, he was a great half there.
Yeah, in front, big number six in his early days when he come on the scene as a young 18-year-old. Scotty Prince is my number seven. I think it's a lot of, because he had a lot of injuries, a lot of the work Scott did sort of goes unnoticed.
300 games.
Fans, not by the Tigers fans.
No, definitely not by the Tigers fans, no. Nah. Maybe by the Cowboys fans or the Broncos fans or the Titans fans.
Yeah, so he's my number seven. Up front, I've got Chris Beattie and Luke Douglas. Oh, so Lukey Douglas.
Yeah, those are some names I haven't heard for a while. Jeez.
If you remember Lukey Douglas, I played a bit of junior reps with him. He played the most consecutive games of any player, I think, and he was a front rower.
Yeah.
Over consecutive seasons at the Sharks and the Titans. So, yeah.
Still think he's playing for Ballina Seagulls.
Probably.
He's currently playing in the NRRL for the captain coaching in the Lawrence Clarence Magpies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a good
He's
one.
still running around. That's good.
Nathan Friend is my hooker.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Yeah,
He was a good one, but he was, again, like you said, underrated, underappreciated.
Yep.
Former Bronco.
I've got Chris Hoyington in the back row
Yeah,
with
fuck.
Corey Parker.
That's a very famous end of grand final interview with Matty Johns in 05. Chris Hoyington was like, fa, 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 every other second word.
He won a cop with the Sharks as well. So
yeah, I know. I'm just saying with the Tigers in particular.
Yeah, no, I remember that. I'm just,
I think we all do.
And then if packing in at lock would be Billy Peden from the Newcastle Knights.
I was going to put him, but I was like, you know what? But
yeah, I grew up in that era with the Knights boys and just Billy Peden. He sort of was the original lock, sort of tough, uncompromising lock, like a Dallas Johnson, your Cam Murray's.
Yep.
Billy Peden, that's my team. Thank you.
Nice. No, very nice. I think we've got some pretty strong ones. Guys, anyone?
Safe to say, I think Reece's team beats yours because he's got 13 players and you've only got seven.
Yeah. I don't have. Is it just 7, 1, 2, 3, 4? Yeah,
that's a guess.
Obviously, I may have 7. I mean, both of your teams beat mine technically because you both had a starting 13. Next topic, obviously, is trivia. We'll do viewers' questions at the end, but we'll go with trivia. So far, over the last 2 weeks, it's one each for Reece and myself. Anyone at home, play along if you want, and let us know what you get in this week in the comments. Dylan, rightio, hit us up.
So new rules. I'll ask the question. I'll wait until both people have answered before revealing the answer. Each question can have a score between 1 to 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the difficulty of the question, I will tell you what the question is worth for asking the question. Who am I? It'll go range from very hard to very easy, and they'll have points. So 5 to 1, if you get what I'm saying.
Yep.
Okay, so question one. Lowest score ever in a grand final. This is for 5 points.
Lowest ever score in a grand
For 5 points.
Reece, what do you think the final the score is? Because I'm going to say it's 1-0, and it's going to be, I don't know what year, but Newtown we're in it is my guess.
Okay, yeah, no, I've sort of just trying to have a think myself, but no, nothing comes to mind, but it'd probably be one of the older games. I'm going to say 2-0, Saints and South.
And you know what? You know what? Knowing our luck, it's going to be a game not even in the NSWRL. It'll be something in fucking the BRL in the 20s or something. Dylan, let us know what war is, bro.
Have a guess. Have a stab in the dark of the year.
Okay. 1972.
Race?
I said 60, so 63.
Okay. Answer is Belmont Tigers, 3-0 over South in the 1924 Grand Final.
So it was the 20s, but we were both wrong with the score.
Pre-war, come on. Yeah. I think with these questions, it's got to go pre-war, post-war,
Yeah, or at least give us that hint, maybe when saying that question. But you know what? Okay, cool. So it's still 0-0 in this one.
Yeah, that's
okay. Next one.
Okay. Question two, who am I? I'll start very hard. I am Bronco number 140. That's for 5 points.
Okay.
That'd be 100. Late 90s.
No, not necessarily. I'm thinking early to mid to late 2000s. I'm going to say Ben Hannett.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't have many players, did we?
We were still in double digits of players up until the 2000s, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay, where there is, I think.
Oh, jeez. No, I can't. No, nothing at the moment. Another clue, please.
Okay, incorrect, CJ.
Okay.
4 points. 4 points for hard. I have played for 5 NRL clubs, including the Broncos.
Fucking hell. Take your pick. That's quite a few. Scotty Prince. Wait, no. Scratch that. Because he debuted in the 90s. Fuck.
Yes.
5 clubs. Just trying to think of a journeyman at the club.
140. Michael Ennis.
That's a good question. That's a good shout. You know, let's count the teams that he played for. He played for the Dragons, Broncos, the Knights, the Sharks. That's 4.
Bulldogs.
And And Bulldogs, so you know what? It's probably Ennis. Is it Ennis?
Lock it in, Eddie.
I've locked it. Yeah,
obviously you're right because you said lock it in.
Correct.
Yeah, oh, you got it. Well done.
How good is
well
that?
Done, bro.
He's both got 4 points. He's both got 4 points.
Ah, wait. So, probably because I named the teams. Question, I don't know.
Yeah.
Question three. This is for 2 points. Who won the Dalian Medal the year the Apple iPhone was released?
Which iPhone? Are we talking iPhone 1 or iPhone 3?
One.
Apple 1. Okay. Man, I've never had an Apple phone in my life, so...
I'm going to say trick question because 2003, there was no Dalian Medal awarded and it should have been Craig Gower. That's my answer.
You're locking Craig Gower?
No, I'm not locking... I'm not saying Craig Gower because in 2003, there was no Dalian Medal awarded. It should have been Craig Gower, though. So what I'm saying is none and it's 2003 because you're trying to trip us up is my question, is my guess. I'm probably wrong as fuck.
Well, how many iPhones are there now?
There's iPhone bloody 15 now, but iPhone 3 came out when I was in grade 7 or grade 8. So going back a few, think of a 2005 sort of year is around, I'm thinking iPhone 1. Who won Dalian in 05?
Jared Hayden. Jared Hayden. No. I was thinking 09, 05. Who's 05? I'm just going to say Jared Hayne 09. That's a rough
thing. I'm just going to say he'll go 09. After having to think about it, I'm not going to go 03. Whoever it was, I don't know the name, but 2004. If I'm wrong with the – if I don't get the
Bulldogs
name,
won the Cup 04?
Yeah.
So who would have been
– But it wasn't a Bulldogs Dalian player that won
it. I'm going to say Bulldogs Roosters were the top teams that year.
Yeah.
Jeez, I can't yell.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say 2004 is the year, though, is my guess.
So say Scott Prince, 2005. Roughly 1980, 90s.
Okay. No, incorrect. It's 2007, and it was Jonathan Thurston.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was going to say that next.
Did you miss out on 2 points there?
I should have got that.
We were closer with the reasoning.
Moving on, question four. What was the exact score last time we met Souths at Suncorp last year for 3 points?
Yeah, I don't know. Just let me get a Google.
No, we scored a few tries. So it was 32-12.
He's gone 32-12. I'll go
32-10. Okay, Broncos or Souths?
Broncos.
I think.
Nah, 32-6 Souths. So he's a close,
but that's how much we know.
Not really.
How blind we are for our Broncos.
We always win.
Question four. Okay, the last question. Question five. This is for. I haven't even got point. This is for 2 points. Between Jarrell Yeah, Jack Reid, and Dale Copley, who has the most career points at NRL level?
Career points.
Who? Jack Reid. Yeah.
Jack Reid, Jarrell Yeah, and Dale Copley.
Dale Copley.
Copley kicked a few goals, remember? Because he was a goal.
And he was a try scoring machine of the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah, is it just point scorer for Bronx or for all total?
He said of their entire careers. So no, I'm going to say their whole career. So not just at the Bronx. I'm saying Dale Copley is what I reckon.
Yeah, well, Jarrell didn't last that long. And Jack Reid, finished early with injuries as well. And he never kicked a goal. So, yeah, I'm going to say Copley as well.
You watch, you're probably both wrong.
That's pretty, yeah.
Yep, you're both wrong. It's Jack Reid, 196. 196, Jarrell Yeah, 132, and Copley was 148.
Dale Copley has let me down once
Brits
again.
The Brits fuck us again.
Yeah, it's a draw. That's it for trivia. It's a draw.
Yeah, geez. Fair enough. No, I'm just saying, like, we could have got those points, but, yeah, Jack Reid, the Brits fuck us again. That's fair. Question. If you could bring one player out of retirement right now, whether it's past or present or non-Bronco, who would it be and why?
Yeah, well, I had to think about this, pretty hard. Like, we've got a pretty good side at the moment, but...
It doesn't have to be into the Broncos' side.
Oh.
It could be any player. And I know you'd probably say Steve Renoff, right?
No, that's what I was thinking. No, our side's pretty strong all over. So I just need a forward to protect Adam Reynolds, Tony Carroll. Bring me back Tunza. He can just sit out, Tunza. Or Gordy, but Tunza. I love Tunza.
Tunza, he just had that protection for Lockie. On Lock.
Yeah. Mate, and he's got the biggest head. Nothing can hurt that head.
And his knee could do some damage to some ref heads.
Tony Della Harris knows all about it.
Absolutely. Well, actually, he doesn't remember the game. Oh, fun fact.
But video footage.
Mine would be... just I loved watching him play, and he's a non-Bronco. Jonathan Thurston. Just so fucking silky. I'd love to see him still in the game. You know, if it's at his peak, stop it, basically. Dylan, what about yours?
Yeah, I was just thinking about this. I think probably Sean Berrigan. Sean Berrigan or Benny Elias. Berrigan.
Berrigan at the Broncos or Berrigan at other at other teams?
Berrigan at Broncos 06.
Yeah, of course 06. Yeah. Nice. Fair enough. Best game you've seen live in person? Mine would have to be when we nilled the Tigers in 2017. 37 or 36 nil. Great fucking game. So good. What about yourself, Dylan? That was 2017. That was the year before we had a bogey side of the Tigers. For up from 18 right through to 2022, we couldn't beat the Tigers at Suncorp.
Okay.
What about yourself?
I've got best live game. Oh, tough one. But that 2020, during COVID, the Origin, I was there at Suncorp after, the lockdowns and everything. So, just being there in the ground, I don't think anyone had a bad word to say about even the New South Wales supporters. Everyone was just so happy. The vibe was just awesome. And for the worst Queensland team ever.
Thank you very much.
Ever to win. Yeah, absolutely wonderful.
100%. Dylan, what about yourself, mate?
I think that a couple of years ago I went up to State of Origin with my nephew and his mate, who are New South Wales supporters. I was the only Queenslander. Benny Hunt, it was a tight game, probably the best Origin game of all time, and Benny Hunt caught Cleary's kick and ran away, scored directly in front of me. Probably the best game I've ever been to live.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been there, mate. I think I was meant to go with you, but I pulled out. Yeah.
Oh, what a game as well.
Yeah, I remember just watching it at home. Benny Hunt, come.
Fuck yeah. But in my opinion, as it may be an unpopular opinion, it doesn't make up for 2015, in my opinion. And you guys may think so, which is fair enough, and you're allowed to have your opinion, just as I am. That try that he scored in that clutched the game.
There you go. That's tough, CJ.
It doesn't make up for 2015. State and club, two different games.
What about Corey Oates? But we all say we all love Oatesy. Oatesy let the win, let Buddy Feldy score in the corner. He didn't need to come in. Morgan wasn't going to get there without the flick.
I'll say right now that if Ben Hunt was to sign with the Broncos, we get in the grand final and drops the ball again, I'll still forgive him for that try.
No, not twice.
No, God, no.
I will. Like, I will.
Nah, I don't know. Just nah.
CJ, I think scoring that try for Queensland, even though it's not the Bronx, I think would have repaid a lot of people's faith in him. Just
possibly,
would have forgiven him, but...
Did you see what he did over the weekend from the kickoff in the second half?
No, I think I missed it.
So kicking off for the second half from the Titans kicker to the Dragons, and he drops it cold almost on the try line.
I
see
that. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And the commentator's like, "Hello, 2015." I'm like,
"He's never going to live it down." He knows.
No, he won't. And he even had a smile on his face when that happened in the Dragons game. He won't, in my opinion, make up for it. He'll try hard, but it won't happen. But you know what? He's unfortunately, as you said, never going to live that down.
Fair enough.
Because it you know what? Mental head game for him for the last 2 years while he was at the Broncos, because it would have affected him deeply. And good, it should have. It should play in his mind every time. Anyway,
Milford after that grand final.
Yeah, exactly. So we've just done trivia. We've just done those few questions. We'll wrap it up with viewers' questions, best rugby league memory, and round two tips. But we'll go with viewers' questions first. Dylan, what viewers' questions do we have?
Just give me 2 seconds. Sorry, my camera's probably disappeared.
Probably because he's got to load up the questions.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do before. We skipped it. All right. Okay, so we've got William Hartnett. He goes, does Cobbo get hooked back to the wing if he underforms for the Bunnies? And he's got two questions. So we'll answer
if he underperforms against the Bunnies, no. It's only round two.
Yeah, I agree.
Not yet. Maybe by round five. Maybe, but not this early.
Yeah, I agree. His other question is, why is Marty and Fletcher getting a bench spot over Willison?
That's what I asked.
Well, we've already covered that, yeah.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Maybe just Kevy, you know, I'm not trying to think like Kevy, but maybe he's thinking just going for that bit of experience early on in the year. Doesn't want to wear Willison out. You know, he's probably got plans to use him later in the season. Being a young bloke, don't want to wear him out. But, mate, just let him in there and let him rip and tear.
Yeah, agreed. Next questions.
So this is probably, it's more of a comment. Nick Eng, please don't play Paddy at the edge. Let him in the middle where he belongs. Our attack in the season's opener in LAX, well, I think he means Vegas, was poor.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget, even a lot of the Channel 9 guys and NRL 360 guys. Pierre got hurt in early. That's the only reason why Carrigan got forced out to the edge. I think the other bench guys sort of are middle forward, so Paddy was our best option out there. Did it work? No. But Paddy back to the middle this week, and hopefully he can stay there all game.
Ah, I reckon he will. He's fit enough too. Only thing that'll stop him is injury.
Just injuries, mate. Yeah. That's all. If he has to get forced out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Next question, Dill.
So Ephraim Moore, if I got that right. We've already covered this, but please can you guys cover why Oates was overlooked without giving him a chance to prove his worth? Thank you.
Yeah, we've already covered that. But yeah, just do better, be better, and fight for your spot. Don't complain about it. Fight for it.
Yep, I agree. Dosier Jonathan and our bench needs to step up to help our starters like Carson Carrigan when they came off.
Yeah. I'd agree with that. These are just facts that these fans are absolutely spitting. Just nothing but facts. And I think we've got time for one more before we get into our two final topics. Is there any more questions left?
There's one as a comment. Top fan Dave Rose. Yeah, Willison needs to be in that team. So
yeah, we've all said that. Yeah, no dramas. And rightio, two final topics. Tell us your best rugby league memory, whether it's as a kid or as a senior or as a player or as a fan. What's your best rugby league memory? First of all, anyone that's listening, pop that in the comments. Let us know. We'll go around the table, you could say. We'll start with Reesey. What's your favourite or best, you know, league memory?
Mate, I'll make it quick. Played pretty much 30 years of rugby league from juniors to seniors. Lost a couple of junior grand finals, lost a couple of senior grand finals, and didn't win my first grand final till 2018. With a few of my good mates, Coolangatta Knights. So yeah, that's my best memory. First grand final in 30 years. So it did take me 30 years to win.
Wow. Well done. See, whereas for myself, first season wonder, I was under 11s and won the grand final that year. So that's my best memory.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of them up yours.
What about yourself, Dill?
Yeah, so as a supporter, it would be being at Reese's Grand Final in 2018. That was just a crazy night and crazy celebrations for the Cooley Knights.
Yep.
As a player, under 12s, we won back-to-back, but the second year, we tweeted Seagulls. I played, I think it was 2007, we played at Moorlambar against Moorlambar Colts.
Oh, wow.
And we were down 24-0 at halftime. The coach came out, and we thought he was going to tear us a new hole. And he come out and he just basically just said, get back to basics, boys. And we come out and come back and scored the equaling try on full time. And it was up to a goal kicker to kick it from the sideline to win it. And he hit the crossbar, went over, flags up. We won the grand final.
Wow. That's literally the stuff you dream of, isn't it?
It was. Comeback, it was unbelievable.
Love how that. Good. Honestly, too good. Now, actually, I just thought of another topic before we get into our tips. Brianna Raymond had her debut over the weekend, just gone for Tweed Seagulls. She is not in the lineup for this week, but that's all right. She'll come back. She'll get better. I just want to make a quick mention of the officiating of that game in particular. It was very below par. It was one of, if not the worst, officiating of any rugby league game I have ever seen. But that's beside the point. Well done to Brianna on getting her debut in the BMD Premiership. We will be watching intently throughout the season. Hopefully you get some more runs, which we're sure you will. And congratulations, Brianna. Rightio, we've got round two tips. Rightio, it's pretty simple this week. Now, obviously last week's tips, how did we all do? I did pretty well.
Yeah, you went all right, mate. Yeah, I got...
No comment.
Dill, are you the only person in the history of NRL tipping to get none from eight? Two things?
I got one. I got Cowboys.
Hey, okay, you got one.
Oh,
you
Cowboys saved me.
Well done.
But, okay, but in all honesty, though, who would have tipped the Storm without Munster, the Sharks going up against the Waz, and the Knights over the Raiders? I mean, I did. But who would have gone out? Like, I didn't change my tip to the Sharks until 10 minutes before the game, you know?
Bring your little niece in for the last bit of the podcast, guys.
No worries. No worries. Yeah, so, yeah, my tips that I got right last week were Manly, Raiders, Sharks, Storm, and the Dragons. Yeah, Radio. Reese, how'd you go with your tips last week?
Yeah, mate, I got 4 from 8, so no good. Next question.
Radio. Well, next question is round 2 tips. Yeah, obviously, we're all tipping the Bronx.
Mate, I haven't even put my tips in. So, yeah, I'm out. Yeah. I'm going to put them in.
Fair enough. Well, we're all tipping the Bronx over the Rabbits, of course.
Obviously. I think I'll go Manly over Roosters.
Okay. We'll go game by game. So, we're going Broncos over Rabbitohs. I'm going the Bulldogs over the Sharks at Shark Park.
Sharkies. Dylan.
Yeah. Dylan, who you going?
I've got Broncos and Sharks.
Rightio. And then we've got Friday night's games. Then we've got Eels against Penrith in Penrith. I'm going the Eels just based on their form last week.
Battle of the West. Yeah. Yep. Big game.
And Parra have always been their bogey side the last few years in regular season.
They have, mate. They beat them twice. I think it was last year or the year before.
Yep.
So I'll go Penrith.
Yep. And Dill?
Can't see Penrith starting 0-2, so Penrith.
There. Then we've got Tigers Raiders in Canberra. I'm going the Tigers only because we haven't seen them play yet this year, and I'd like to give them a benefit of the doubt for now. What about yourself, Dill?
Canberra?
What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to back Raiders, but actually wouldn't mind seeing the Tigers win first game.
Yeah, it would be good to see them get their only win of the year early. Then we've got Cowboys and the Knights in Townsville. I've gone the Knights. Again, they'll be hungry for a win. Cowboys coming off a great win over the Finns. What about yourself, Cowboys. Dylan? You've gone Cowboys?
Cowboys, okay. For sure.
Yeah, I'll go Knights.
Yeah, I've gone Knights.
Knights are my second team.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Then we've got, obviously, Storm against the Waz in Melbourne. Another home game for the Melbourne Storm. I've gone Storm over the Waz. Let's go, Reese.
Yep, Melbourne.
Melbourne, what about you, Dill?
Yeah, Melbourne will win.
Melbourne. Yeah, then we've got Manly against the Roosters. I'm going Manly over the Roosters. I will be at that game. So anyone who sees me there, no, you didn't. Nah, I'll be wearing my Broncos jersey. Probably the only one in the crowd. Not because of the debacle with Lineu. It's just the only game I got tickets to this week.
Where's that at?
It's in Manly.
A Brookvale Oval or Four Pines Park?
Four Pines is Brookvale Oval.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going Manly at home. Yep.
And what about
Manly as well. Manly as well.
And then the final game of the round, we've got the Dragons traveling up to, I think it's Redcliffe. If it's not Redcliffe, it'll be in Brisbane. I'm going to say it's probably Redcliffe. Dragons taking on
the Dolphins, isn't it?
Fuck it, I'm saying Redcliffe.
Oh, mate, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It is. Dragons going up against the Finns. I've tipped the Dragons after last week's performance. It'd be hard not to tip against them.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there, Dragons.
What about yourself, Dill?
Yeah, the hardest tip of the round for me, Dragons.
How's it the hardest tip?
Oh, I just sat there for ages trying to think who will win. So
How? The Dolphins shat the bed so bad last week. And the Dragons did so well, though.
Yeah, I'm going Dragons.
Okay.
The Dragons, you know, like, it's hard to pick them because they play so ordinary last year, but they're so up and down, and so are the Dolphins. So I do think that is a tough one. Avarillo, I think, is back into the team for Tessie New. Sean O'Sullivan got dropped for Katoa. But I'm still back in the Dragons.
Yeah, fair. Fair enough. I'm back in the Dragons. And hopefully we'll see if we're the winners or not, as in whoever gets the most tips this week coming up. So far I'm leading our, not Bronx Nation, but our amongst us three tipping. I've got 5 from 8. In second, we've got Reese, 4 from 8. And then third, at the moment, we've got Dill. But that could change. Reese and I could get 1 from 8 this week, and Dill could end up getting 7. You know,
at least I'm on the podium. At least I'm still on the podium.
In a 3-horse race. You have no third dividend.
That's true. Rightio, guys. Thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who's listening. Again, big shout out to Energy Pro and Toei Dongs. Get around them. And thank you, guys. Take care. Brush your hair.